Hey everyone, Alex here. Before we start today's episode, I have one ask of you. I have been studying the growth playbooks of the biggest podcasts in the world to better understand how I can keep growing Founders Journal. It's actually pretty simple. Other than great content, the number one way to grow your show is through show reviews. Reviews take less than 60 seconds to leave, and they make a huge difference for podcasters like myself. It would mean the world to me if you could head to the Apple Podcast app and leave a review on the show. My goal is to go from 161 ratings, which I have right now, to 250 ratings in less than a month. And with your help, I believe we can do it. Now, time for the episode. What is up, everyone? This is Alex Lieberman, co-founder and CEO of Morning Brew. As always, thank you for joining Founders Journal, my personal audio diary made public for the world. My diary is meant to give you, the business builder, a backstage pass into building Morning Brew. I want to help you think better in order to build better, whether that's building a business, a team, or a new product. But what exactly do I mean by thinking better? To me, thinking better means establishing a deliberate mindset, a mindset that will guide you in every situation you find yourself in while building. And today, I'm going to give you a few of the key principles that have guided my mindset around hiring great talent at Morning Brew for the last 5 years. While the focus is on hiring writers, given we're a content company, the principles are applicable to hiring for any role in any business. Let's get into it. I want to tell you about Neil. Neil is Morning Brew's managing editor. Today, Neil runs a four-person team that is responsible for putting out a daily newsletter to 2.6 million people. Over 1 million people read that exact newsletter every single day. I don't think it's a stretch at all to say that Neil is one of the most important editors in US media, given he gives the thumbs up or thumbs down to content that gets in front of an audience the size of Chicago. Neil truly is a special talent. That said, if you were to look at Neil's professional experience prior to Morning Brew, you would probably be a bit perplexed. You may even ask yourself, so why did you hire this guy and why is he the managing editor of your newsletter? And it's a fair question. Neil didn't study business in college. He studied history. Neil had never written professionally prior to Morning Brew, and his only formal editorial experience was for the college newspaper at Maryland. But despite all of that, Neil was the perfect hire for Morning Brew. Here are the principles that guided our decision to hire him. The first principle is establishing your non-negotiables and testing for your non-negotiables. At Morning Brew, we knew if we were going to be a different fish in the ocean that is traditional media, we needed to think differently about hiring. We started from scratch and asked ourselves, what's going to make Morning Brew different from the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, or any other legacy media player? The answer? It's not the content we cover, it's how we deliver that content. Morning Brew is edutainment for the business professional, the perfect curator of the business news that matters, delivered in a way that is both informative and entertaining. We knew that meant we needed someone that had the ability to be a curious curator of the internet, while also honing a conversational and witty tone that would draw the millennial professional into the content. This was our non-negotiable. It guided us to design an interview process that focused entirely around it. It may sound crazy, but nothing has been more pivotal in hiring the right writers at Morning Brew than a stupid, simple writing assignment. The prompt of the assignment is literally just pick a news story that you believe the modern business leader would care about and distill that story in Morning Brew's voice in no more than 150 words. That is it. That's the assignment. That is the secret sauce of Morning Brew's writers. But this one assignment has allowed us to collect more than 1,500 writing applications over the last 5 years and narrow down the applicant pool to less than 50 people. For us, this has been the ultimate test for skills that are non-negotiables for writers at Morning Brew. And bringing it back to Neil, he absolutely annihilated his assignment. He curated stories that our audience would care about, and he struck the perfect balance between being informative and being engaging. It didn't matter what his resume said or didn't say. His work spoke for itself. The second principle is hiring to acquire strengths rather than to avoid weaknesses. Every time you're hiring for a role, you should list out the one or two superpowers that you need in that role. Whatever those superpowers are, you should be obsessed with selecting someone that is a 10 out of 10 in those specific skills. Don't worry if your person is a 3 out of 10 in other skills. Those are nice to haves. Just focus on the need to haves. For example, at Morning Brew, we seek out two superpowers in our writers, an obsession with learning and a particular set of writing skills. And that's exactly why we hired Neil. I talked about Neil's writing chops a minute ago, but the interview process also made it glaringly obvious his love for learning. During the in-person interview for the role, I asked Neil a very simple question. Teach me something about history. I knew Neil was a history major at Maryland, and I wanted to see how obsessed he was with actually learning about US history. No joke, 45 minutes later, me not talking at all, I was an expert in the Battle of Bunker Hill and knew that Neil was a 10 out of 10 in curiosity and learning. Remember, Neil had plenty of skills missing that other companies would look for when hiring, specifically for a writer or editor. He had very little business knowledge. He had no true professional writing experience. He had no true professional editing experience, but none of that mattered. He was an all-star where it did matter, and we needed greatness in a few places rather than mediocrity in several places. The third principle in hiring differently is looking for an X factor. You should always be looking for something in your hires that makes them different. It doesn't mean they need to be an Olympic athlete or someone that can solve a Rubik's Cube in 20 seconds. It can be more nuanced and realistic than that. It can be a candidate that's bilingual, or a candidate that's been to every continent, or a candidate that's a self-taught engineer. But interesting X factors in potential hires oftentimes says something about their mind and their drive that will show up in other ways professionally. We actually found two X factors in Neil that sealed the deal in us hiring him. The first was his appearance on, drumroll please, Kids Jeopardy. At the age of 10, Neil was on Kids Jeopardy. Think about the brain and upbringing that someone who appears on that show has. It's just different. Austin and I were excited by the prospect of hiring someone who is bred from a young age to be curious and hungry to learn. The second was his longtime extracurricular, a cappella. It wasn't just the fact that Neil was a member of an a cappella group in college. It was the fact that he was also the songwriter for the group. That's what sealed the deal for us. We found a YouTube video of Neil's a cappella group singing an original at the local temple around their school. The song was about circumcision. Yep, circumcision. And it was one of the most clever pieces of writing I've ever heard. The message of the song was so clear, but it was also so funny at the same time. He was bred to write like the brew, even if his resume didn't show it. We were sold. The fourth and final principle is actually something that we picked up after hiring Neil, but it is incredibly important nonetheless. And that is to take job descriptions very, very seriously. I know, yawn, it sounds trivial, but I can't emphasize this enough. JDs are your treasure map for finding the right candidate. A lot of people would start a hiring process by saying, I need a writer, or I need a salesperson, or I need a product manager. Let's just quickly throw up a JD and start marketing it everywhere. That's what we used to do at The Brew. But if you think of job descriptions as a roadmap for running a successful hiring process, you'll start realizing that rushing a job description is like building a company without a business plan. If done properly, a job description forces you to think about the most important aspects of a hire and then holds you accountable to designing an interview process that tests for the things that you need and expect from the person you hire. Things like years of experience, type of experience, remote or in-person work. What are the required skills? If you're not thoughtful about these things at the beginning of the process, one of two things will happen. You'll either hire the wrong person because you weren't thinking about all the things you needed from your hire because you didn't have the right frame of reference because you didn't have a great job description, or you'll realize what you need late in the process because you didn't have the right guide early in the process that'll cause you to change course, and you'll find yourself having wasted weeks or months of time on a hiring process. Treat your job description like a roadmap, not marketing material. And you'll hire better and save yourself so much time. I hope these four principles have started the internal conversation for you about how you hire differently to build great teams and a great business. And I'd love to hear what this is making you think about. What are specific principles that you've established to give yourself the best chance of making a good hire? I would love to hear if any of those principles are the ones I just listed, but I'd also love to hear different principles that potentially I can add to my toolkit when hiring. Shoot me an email at alex@morningbrew.com. I'd love to hear from you, learn from you, and give you a shout out in an upcoming episode. Thanks for listening and catch you soon. Later, guys.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.